So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. So next up, let's talk about doing the work. So what do I mean by doing the work? Like, I get clients and coaching clients, they come to me and they go, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that, and then do this, and then do that. And then we speak again in 2 more weeks, and I go, have you done this, and have you done that, and have you done these other things that you said? And I go, oh, no, I didn't do them. And I'm like, okay. Now, this kind of comes into accountability and consistency as well, doesn't it? But there's nothing like getting off your butt and physically doing the work. You know, one of the big things that I've seen a couple of times, actually, it's obviously trending on social media, is about being fit and having a healthy body and a muscular body and an attractive body. You can't buy that. Like, you can through surgery, but it's not a healthy body. If you want to go running 10 kilometres, surgery is not going to allow you to do that. The only way for you to run a marathon or 10K or 5K in 25 minutes is for you to go out and actually do the work. And are the shortcuts? Yeah, there are shortcuts. Shortcuts will only get you so far. Are the shortcuts in your business? Of course there are. But again, they're only going to get you so far. The thing that will get you to the conclusion, the destination that you're looking for, the result, is for you to do the work. And in order for you to do the work, that means that you're going to have to allocate a certain number of hours. What time is it? It's 2 o'clock for me here in Spain. So in an hour, I'm on my bike. I need to eat first after this, and then I'm on my bike for an hour. And the only way that I can improve my bike riding for the triathlons is to actually get on a bike and do the work. I can't do it watching videos about being on a bike, and I can't do it about listening to a podcast about being on a bike, and I can't do it about reading a book about being on a bike. The only way that I can get better about being on a bike is to get on the bike and put the hours in. That is it. How many hours have you spent doing this? Well, I don't understand about marketing, Dan. Okay, how many hours have you spent researching marketing? Oh, none. Okay, I'm not very good at managing people. Okay, how many hours have you spent learning how to manage people? Oh, none. Oh, an hour? Well, how many hours do you think it would take for you to get good at managing people? 20 or 40 or something like that? 30 hours maybe? Yeah. Okay. How about you go and put 30 hours worth of work in then? Like, I know this sounds really obvious. It sounds so obvious that people aren't doing it. We speak to property sources and I'm like, yeah, you need to be dropping 20,000 leaflets. And they're like, oh, how many have you dropped? 500. I did 100 today, and then I'll do 100 tomorrow. And then maybe on Saturday I'll do 50. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Do the goddamn work. The only way that you're going to get these results is if you do the work. If you allocate the hours, you put those hours in. Like, I'm a nightmare. I am a nightmare like everybody else. There's nothing special here, right? If I want to get better at running, which I do, improve my distance running, I've got to run the distance. I can't watch a video about it. I have to just put the shorts on, leave the house, and I have to go and I have to run. There's no magic to any of this. You just have to do the work. You've got to put the hours in. Otherwise, you're just going to end up like everybody else who's also not doing the work. And by the way, like most people, if we had a pyramid, most people are down here at the bottom of this pyramid, right? Most people do not do the work. You just do 5% more than the average person, you're going to do so much better, right? If you do 20 or 30 or 40% or 50 or 60% more, if you're doing 50 or 60% more, you're in the top 1%. No question. Because most people don't do the work. How many lives have you done this week? Oh, I went live for maybe 10 minutes. Okay. Do you think that's going to get you the results? Of course it's not. How the hell is that going to give you results? We got Mr. Beast, who makes $250 million a month, or whatever he makes, right, off YouTube. That guy works 60, 70 hours a week. There's no question that that's what he does. You have to do the work. And most people, if they do the work, and it's the wrong bloody work. They come and sit at the desk and we go, oh, what shall I do? Let's check Facebook. Yeah, I'm working. Let me check LinkedIn. Oh, I'll check email again. I've just done that 5 minutes ago, but I'll check it again. And then we do 5 hours of that and they call it work. That's not work. That's faffing around and keeping your ego in place. And that's not going to get you to where you want to get to, I'm afraid. Sorry to say. I wish I could be more positive about these sometimes, but you're going to do the bloody work. Okay, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next one. If you get value out of this, let me know.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.